become things.
To you from west of Lennon, live in the heart of Fremont, the center of the universe. Tonight, new plays from Paul Mullen, Vincent Delaney, Elizabeth Heffron, Scott Augustin, and Anita Montgomery. Poetry from Charles Leggett, the Sandbox Players, and music from Jose Juicy Gonzalez and the Sandbox Radio Orchestra. So sit back and relax as we take you on a journey through the world of Sandbox Radio Live.
There are bureaucracies you cannot know about. Bureaucracies which in turn barely know about you. And yet, the gears of their working turn in gears turning gears, clockwise and counter, turning in turn your gears too.
Upstairs wants this case clear or closed before the 25th.
Why?
You're asking me?
Not that it matters, but yeah, I guess it matters. A rush might mean a different approach. We're shorthanded and maxed.
Aren't you chubs always?
Not like this, no.
You didn't hear it from me, but for some reason the flip's important. Fits in down the line. Quasi-apocalypse shit and so forth. The clockwork ostensibly turns on this kid. Somewhere down the line.
Just what you, Seth, say when you don't want to say. Upstairs wants, down the line. The flip fits in the clockwork. You understand? You couldn't possibly understand.
Done?
Always quasi-apocalypse shit, but never quite actually apocalypse, you know.
You have time for this? I sure don't.
Right, rush. You got a jacket on the flip?
There.
Shit!
That's what it is.
You're not serious. You're serious?
Afraid so.
This is ugly sight. I got nothing for this.
Nothing?
We are very short-handed. I haven't had the talent for this on staff in...
What?
A while.
So no, then?
Mostly no, yeah.
Mostly no. That'll sell well upstairs.
Or give me a Markheim. Sell that upstairs.
That hasn't sold in a long time, Chuck.
Times change, Seth. Times are tough. And there's a clockwork, you say, which the flip fits into, and I got nothing to flip with. Cut me loose some Markheim.
You wouldn't know what to do with one.
From what I hear, I wouldn't need to.
I'll see what I can sell.
There's the jacket on the flip. You gonna open it?
Not necessary. I see it. I got it.
Oh.
What I don't see is why you need me.
We do. I do.
You chubs getting bored or soft?
Neither. We're short-staffed. Don't really have the talent for something this overt. And the flip fits in a clockwork.
Don't they all?
I wouldn't know.
You can say that again.
Yes or no?
Sure. Okay. Something to do, I guess.
I'll need your ticket.
Really?
Really.
Any particular reason?
It's gotten tight over there. Counter smoke's a bitch. Your cover is you got no cover, you're nobody. If you're blown, you're on your own.
And no ticket back.
Is that a deal breaker?
There'd have to be a deal to break.
I can understand your concerns, but I'm afraid our holding your ticket is non-negotiable.
You're hilarious.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, I know. You're hilarious because you're convinced I care.
I would care, your shoes.
I know you would, sweetheart. I know. There. Now you can rest in peace.
You'll get it back.
Sure I will.
Listen, we don't care if you have to abort. Just don't get blown and you can come back.
It's okay to fail so long as I don't blow my cover, which is nothing.
Right.
And if I do?
Well?
You'll have my ticket.
Right.
So I'm stuck over there.
Right.
The wandering Jew solution.
Essentially.
Glad to see you guys still sticking with the classics.
What the fuck?
You gonna shoot me?
Where did you come from? How the fuck did you get in that chair? That chair was empty when I came in here. I had to have seen you.
I can't tell you what to see. I can tell you, though, that if you're gonna bring a piece on a job, you should have a round racked ahead of time. It's just sloppy not to. Who knows what you're gonna run into and how much time you'll have to react. Shit. Listen to me. Forget it. I'm just talking. Don't get me talking. No good ever came of it. You really should shoot me, you know.
Why?
Because I'm a bad influence. You should at least try shooting me.
Too much noise.
You got a knife on you?
Yeah, I got a knife.
Use that.
I try not to kill psychos.
You ever kill anybody?
Believe it.
I'm having trouble.
There's a first time for everything.
Not everything. Did that one see your face?
What?
When you were turning this place over, did it see your face?
It?
The twist on the floor, duct taped? Took you by surprise, didn't it? Caught your face?
Yeah.
Well, can't let that stand.
I didn't.
Oh, you mean knocking it out? Taping it up?
Yeah.
Chicken shit temporary solution. You're gonna have to do it.
Do what?
And you were right. Use the knife.
And you?
Me? Nah. You blew the chance with that.
What?
Flip, kill the twist. Use the knife. Do it fast. This ain't the movies. They don't stay unconscious for hours. Slash the neck all the way through, both the windpipe and the jugular, both. Then leave the knife in the heart for safekeeping. Those gloves were smart. See, you're smart. You know what you're doing. Do the right thing.
The right thing?
The smart thing, the only thing. Do it now.
Doesn't seem like...
You think there's a God?
What? Hell no.
Well, there is. I've met him. And he's an angrier, uglier, brutaler motherfucker than you could ever hope to meet. He wants this. Trust me. He wants you to know what this feels like. He made you for this. You know at least that much in your dumb guts. You think I'm lying, but you know it's true. Do it. Slash it. Stick it. Get a taste. Stick your tongue in for a taste. You know you want to. You know what'll happen if you do. Just the beginning.
What? That ain't me.
You have no idea what's you. What you could do. How far you could go. Unstoppable. You could be like him. And he wants that for you.
Who are you?
I'm your worst nightmare, Flip.
I know.
And?
And it doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
Oh, my God!
Shit.
What's happening?
Shit.
What's happening to your face?
Hell if I know, you tell me.
You can't see that?
See what?
You're glowing.
Illusion, trick.
I can barely look at you.
So don't look at me, listen to me. Close your eyes and slash the neck.
You don't see that!
Ask me if I care.
You're something holy, aren't you?
It's just a glow flip. You'll get over it.
No, I'll never get over this. You saved me.
Bullshit. I did everything I could not to.
Yeah, because you knew that was the only thing that would work.
I didn't know shit.
Only you.
I like to talk. I talk shit on and on. I don't even know what I'm saying. That's where they sent me. I'm a Markheim. It's what I do. Can't help it.
You're a miracle worker.
And you're an idiot. We don't get to choose our lot in life.
That was fast.
It's always fast.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Save it, Chubb.
Okay. There's your ticket.
Yeah. Keep it.
I can't keep it. It's yours. Job's gone. Done. Time to go home.
You mean the fix?
I mean home. You can't get there without your ticket.
I said keep it.
This is a problem, Markheim.
Maybe, but it's not mine. I'm done with the fix.
I'm gonna have to take this upstairs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
Yeah?
You take it as far up as it can go.
You picked a nice spot.
Yeah? Yeah. What do they call it?
Seattle.
Never heard of it.
No reason why you should have.
And this spot, what do they call this spot, Bez?
Harbor Steps.
Well, that makes sense, at least.
Yeah. So how long you think they'll let you just wander around over here unchaperoned?
Why should they care? They always get what they want.
Maybe. But they ain't crazy about the unexpected.
They'd kill the golden goose.
They done stupider.
True that.
Killed Goldener.
Yeah. Yeah, they have.
And, you know, if you're not on assignment over here...
What?
Well...
What?
I mean, who's saying Sam can't scoop you up?
Nobody.
Or take you out?
He's had opportunities prior.
When you were on jobs, he may not see it the same, you being a tourist.
Sam and I go way back.
That's what everybody says about Sam.
Really?
Really.
Well?
What?
Life's a bitch and then you die.
You wish, Markheim.
This episode of Sandbox Radio Live was recorded at West of Lennon on June 20th, 2011. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Rob Whitmer. Charles Leggett's poem, Actor's Resume, was first published in the poetry journal Waterways, Volume 26, Number 7, 2005, out of Staten Island, New York. For more information about the Sandbox Artist Collective, visit thesandboxac.org.